This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll switch gears from talking about harvest to focusing more on the livestock sector of the state. The USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report was released at the end of last month, and we're expecting to see a new report for cattle on feed today. Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group says according to the most recent reports, livestock numbers are up, and we've seen expansion for both hogs and beef throughout the state.
Right, and it's kind of a long time coming. You've really got to go back in history on that report. Some of the foundation that we've laid the last 2-3 years, building our sow herd, building our pig crop, really comes to those numbers where we've seen increases. And Illinois has been fortunate to see probably percentage higher increase in pork production than some other states. So we're going to be in that 5 million head range for Illinois. That's up year in and year out. And what are we going to do with those hogs? There's been a real push here the last 2 years to build new packing processing capacity in the United States, and all that's coming to kind of a head here this fall because some of those plants are now constructed and open, one in Michigan, a couple in Iowa. So those larger numbers can be really challenging for farmers because we have to someplace to process those pigs, but we've kind of put that in place. So there's some real things lining up here. We've got a corn crop that looks like it's going to be above expectations to control our cost of production. We're going to raise more pigs, and we're going to have a place to process them. So that's, chain space is always a big question to the farmer out there. Then the real key comes down to trade. Where are we going to go with all that product? The consumer market's going to consume all of that. Our exports are going to have to pick up a lot of it, and they have the last couple years. But that's the big trade talk with NAFTA and some of the conversations with Canada and Mexico and foreign countries. Are we going to keep our export markets open? Because that's really our foundation to push our home-raised product into those open markets here at home and abroad. So the things are lining up. We have quite a few more animals on hand, but we're going to get them processed. And then the thing is to get them marketed.
That was going to be my question, is that's great that we have the pork and we have a place to process them, but do we have the demand? But you just answered that. We're just going to have to see if the stars align, I guess, and see how the markets work.
Right. If you look at the national pork producers and the market gurus out there, we're going to export anywhere from 18 to 26% of our product that we raise here. So our Illinois-fed pork is going to feed some other folks other than here in Illinois and the U.S. But just think about 1 or 2% more increase in exports. It's going to bring that base of pork production up and give us some reliability. The key factor right now is, I think our input costs have stabilized. We've got a pretty decent crop coming at us, maybe above expectations. So that's going to help us weather this storm of uncertainty of where this export is. It won't last forever. But that is really across all sectors of livestock because our input costs with feed can be up to 60% of our costs. So if we can stabilize that with this crop that's coming at us and get us to that export market and buy us some time, I think the writing's on the wall. We've got a cattle on feed report coming out the end of the week here. The big key is how many cattle are on feed, how heavy are they are, how much product's going to be in the marketplace. We'll be watching that. I don't see a lot of changes right now in that report, but not looking for any surprises. But if we can maintain this hog and cattle crop that we have and keep our inputs in check, I think the export can come unforeseen any big challenges out there. But the great thing is the talks are being had there on the U.S. level, national level, world level, about where trade is going to go and how do we take advantage of it across agriculture.
And, livestock and grain producers work together. It's a cycle of agriculture. So I think it sounds good that we've got livestock numbers up. If they're consuming some of that surplus of grain that we have, I think that's kind of a win-win. I mean, what are your comments about that?
It is, and kind of like in your area, there's been some new buildings put up all the way from Effingham to Farmersville, some controversy with it, but our due diligence in the livestock business is to follow the rules, build those buildings the way we're supposed to, and operate them under best management practices. And a little caveat, for every 2,400 head finisher that you see out there in the landscape, you know, a lot of people have a lot of thoughts about that, but when I look at it, I look at 40,000 bushels of corn every year out of one of those buildings. So if you start looking around the countryside and downstate agriculture, you know, we're part of the economy and a big part of the economy in Illinois. So every one of those hog finishing barns, I look at it as 40,000 bushels of corn. And on the other end of that, that's 320,000 pork chops going to be raised right there from that location eventually. So we got to put a lot of other things on those pork production. Other, sometimes there's smell and controversy. But really, it's our contribution to downstate rural America and also raising those animals in those local markets and eventually getting to the consumer. It is locally raised. We just don't see it directly.
That's right. I think you made great points, Nick. And how awesome is it to think about all those pork chops being grown this close to home? To me, that's pretty exciting.
It is. And when you really get down to it, you think about young people coming back to the industry, an opportunity to raise livestock, diversify farms, and really the stability of agriculture, whether it's the grain or crop side, and really the livestock side. If we can stabilize that, that gives us good, healthy rural communities that we live in every day. And it's hard to take a look at that when we're in a fast-paced life and every little thing affects us. But we've been doing this for a long time. We've got a lot of opportunity ahead of us. And really all those factors that we talked about earlier, growth, export, speed, all contribute to our success here in agriculture. So really exciting times. We've seen some growth here in the state of Illinois. Those are all positives for downstate Illinois, and that's what we're after.
You talked a lot about the swine industry and hog barns going up. What about cattle? Have we expanded all across Illinois, or have we held pretty steady, or what are the numbers like?
Well, we came off that drought back in 12 where cattle numbers came down. Illinois built their herd back up. We weren't inundated by some of that like some other states were. So we've actually grown the beef numbers in Illinois, and there's some neat trends happening in the beef industry, whether it's a monoslope, deep bedded pack, or slatted barn. But we've seen a real trend with cow-calf operations trying to house cattle and cow-calf pairs in buildings and feeding them some of our resources locally with corn silage and hay that's locally grown. So we've seen some growth in the beef industry here in Illinois. We've also seen some expanded marketing opportunities in the beef industry with some new checkoff dollars available to promote the product. So there's some real neat signs happening in the beef side. They can't grow fast enough for me, so we're cautiously going to grow that. It's not, you know, any growth like we've seen on the pork side, but there's some real opportunity out there. And across the state, we have seen young people come back into the beef industry because of technology, new building, new capacities that way. And I think this cow-calf thing has a lot of potential in the future on how we're going to raise cattle and get performance out of them. And it's really efficiency is what it comes down to.
Well, sounds great. That's definitely great to hear that we're working on expanding those herds across Illinois. Going back to talking about pigs, Nick, you and I both attended the public hearing for Derek Dunkirk and his proposed hog building in Farmersville. I haven't heard anything out of the Department of Ag yet. Do you maybe have an update for us on where that process is headed or what where it stands today?
Well, we're kind of reaching that time frame of decisions need to be made, and patience is a virtue for most of us. But the Department of Agriculture has to do their due diligence and make sure that that farm meets all those requirements. We believe that they will, and they're going to fit nice into that community. We're real excited about that, and the Dunkirk's a long tradition of pork production. So my guess is in the next couple of weeks we'll get a signal from the department that they've completed that process. There's still some questions out there the farm needs to answer, and they're going to do that due diligence like everybody does. So if I can be patient enough, we'll wait for it, and we're real hopeful that we can get some construction started this fall right there in Montgomery County and add to the ag community and ag to growth of young family farms coming back to the farm and growing, expanding the farm. So as soon as that news comes out, we sure like to share it. And hopefully down the road, maybe we can have an open house and show people what those barns are about.
Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group. And don't forget that October is Pork Month, and we are still accepting entries for our pork certificate giveaway. To enter the contest, all you have to do is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, put the word pork in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. We are only accepting one entry per person, so only send us one email. Official rules of the contest can be found online at WSMIradio.com. And if you win, you'll receive $15 worth of checks to use towards the purchase of pork products. And, of course, these certificates are provided by our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. Once again, for the rules of the contest, visit WSMIradio.com. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.